Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Did Crosby say wherever?
He did.
He said wherever I'm going to be.
Were we a little preemptive in our... Did we miss the boat on this?
Is he sending signals? I'm not here to rebuild. We'll mix it in today. Welcome in on a Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. It's a football Friday, which means the picks. It means Heather kicks our ass. 6:35 later on this morning.
I've got a special way to make the picks today too. I know.
Oh really?
Oh yes. And it is it's surefire. I do not have the Back to the Future time machine, but I have the next best thing. So at 6:35, pay attention because I have a surefire way to be 100% right.
Interesting.
Did you hire a psychic?
You just have to wait.
I also have something planned as well.
You just have to wait.
Wow. Well, you guys need it, don't you?
I certainly do. I've gone with experience, with what I believe is knowledge, and it has failed me. So I am going with the surefire method.
Okay.
I have what I think is the best way, the most proven way to cool Heather Park off. We will get to that as well.
Oh,
don't worry.
All right.
Got to do what we got to do.
I think ours are very similar.
Should I be scared?
You should be. Very.
We need a total
you
team effort.
You should be very scared.
People, I don't know how
That's
to explain this.
That's the whole point of this.
Last week, the whole show did great. Heather did greater. She went 6-1. She's 34 and
what?
15. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I wasn't even here.
Yeah, she phoned in the picks.
I wasn't even here, and I still kicked your ass. I don't even have to show up to kick your ass, is what she's saying.
So in addition to that and those festivities,
take every Friday off.
We have audio of someone calling Dan Campbell classless that we will get to before the hour ends.
The irony in this.
Right. You've already heard some of Max Crosby. It's going to be a big part of what we do today. But could I just briefly touch on last night?
Oh, sure. Would you like to start your Friday off that way?
I don't want to. I don't like to.
Wow, we're finally going to talk about this great Guardians-Yankee series because that was awesome last night.
Oh, big Christmas.
Seriously, you can dial tone your stupid hockey team.
Yeah, there you go. Big Christmas with the walk-off. If anybody was watching.
Did I hear there was a broadcast?
No. Fry had the walk-off.
Yeah.
Big Christmas had the game tying where he might have done the most violent bat flip in the history of mankind.
Right, which was awesome.
Yeah, so much better and entertaining than the stupid hockey team.
100% agree with you.
Yeah. Can you imagine buying season tickets for this team right now, knowing that this is what you're going to be watching?
If I at least wish I would have bought a package.
Yeah, well, the ultimate.
Not an entire season ticket.
Right, yeah.
A comment from Ken Daniels?
Yeah, you will take
that.
Another
3-goal loss. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do that after every 3-goal loss this year.
Well, hold on.
We got three of them.
Make sure we go three.
You got the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
You got the Detroit Red Wing Stupid Hockey Club.
But we have to clarify, it has to be 3+. All right? Because if we just say 3, we might miss a couple opportunities.
And then you get a hat trick of Ken Daniels. All right. I'm sorry.
So certain people were happy driving home that it's only a half season ticket package. We'll put it that way. Rotating goalies, the whole crease chaos routine. Rotating goalies. I didn't think it was supposed to happen in game. It's happened twice in 4 games that they've switched goalies because of poor performance.
Mm.
After 4 games, they have 3 losses, all by 3 or more goals. Mm. And it'd be one thing if you go, hey, you lose a 3-2 nail biter to a good Rangers team. Ah, right, I could...
John. How many of those you been at?
I know. And there are loud boos last night at Little Caesars Arena. There were loud boos for the opener at Little Caesars Arena. Fans are angry. They're upset. It's unsettling. I know it's only four games, so I don't want to overreact. But, John, they're not playing good hockey. And you really have to look back to the offseason where they made no major external moves in the net or on the blue line. And they've used up all their cap space. They're a cap team now. So I'm not really sure exactly what they thought was going to happen here, but it's been as bad as you could start the season. I guess 0-4 would be worse, John, but this is pretty rough.
It is rough, and it's a hard watch. And I'm enjoying the fact that you're there present watching it live and in person.
Glad one of us was.
I mean, yeah, I'm always going to enjoy the fact that you're there. And it, but it's a hard watch. Like every game that you try and watch, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, the even though they were down 2-0, and you mentioned this in the bullpen, yeah. Down 2-0, but it felt like they were skating hard. Things were going well.
They had some chances,
and then in the second period, it's like this is a different team. It where did they go?
Well, yeah.
Where is their care factor?
And I've already had friends texting me, when's the Lalonde firing? Okay, I'm not going to do that four games into the season.
No, but I do think you'll do it
before Christmas.
Yeah, was it Christmas or 50% of the season?
Christmas is what Christmas? The factor okay. fiction was. I will say it's frustrating looking back when Yzerman kind of scoffed at the idea after the season. Like people asked a fair question, like what's Lalonde's job security? Or how do you feel about Lalonde? Mm-hmm. He's like, what are you talking about? Of course our coach will be back. John, it is hard when the team doesn't play consistent period to period. They had a 5-on-3 in the first, squandered a bunch of chances, and then the hockey gods know if you don't take advantage of 5-on-3, what's going to happen very quickly? The other team's going to score. And they got down 2-0. Sider fought back. Great play, made it 2-1, and then it snowballed. 3-1, 4-1, before you even really settle in, 5-1. Game's over. Mm. 5-2, you score late, but now it's incredibly frustrating. And clearly the team is too good for Marco Kasper to be here. That's another obvious takeaway. They're just simply too talented in their top nine for Marco Kasper to have a spot on this roster. I think that's a clear takeaway if you're a hockey executive watching this hockey team right now.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that other than I do think we will see him sooner rather than later.
Especially if it keeps going this way.
Yeah.
And he has to fix everything, but their penalty kill was terrible. Their power play is terrible. They're losing ugly in these hockey games. And their goalie situation, they have no answer. Like, I had this realization as Talbot's getting shelled. Like, okay, you'll put Lyon in, but who's starting next game? And who knows if he's even finishing that hockey game. Like, is anybody going to start consecutive games for the Red Wings in goal this season? They've already used three goalies through four games. One of them's not even on the roster right now because he was waived. And you go, hey, I know Steve Yzerman is Steve Yzerman. And I know his farts don't stink and all that stuff. But, like, at some point, it's got to be better than this.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Okay.
Can you get a refund?
I don't want a refund. I like going to hockey games. I like going and watching Red Wings hockey. I don't like watching that Red Wings hockey.
The loss of Gostisbehere on the power play,
good note,
has been so impactful.
Yeah.
And I noted that in the offseason that was a way to step backwards. And so far it looks right. And you were talking about moving up Sider to the one. Well, if you do that, then the two is so horrendous. I mean, this is pathetic. I know I'm being a jerk this morning to a degree, but I mean, you come out to start the season, and this is the way you play. I was listening on the radio last night, and I heard the first period and a half or so, and I was being serious about the baseball game. I came home, and I turned on the baseball game. Why right. am I going to watch a team that's down a couple goals? You know, when it went to 3-1, you thought the Wings might be, they got it back to 2-1, you thought they were going to come back. I was more entertained by two teams, you know,
by an Ohio team
in baseball. Yeah, yeah. And it was so much more entertaining than watching this garbage. I'm telling you what, I think a Lalonde firing just to do something is on the table pretty soon in the season.
How many games would it have to be?
This team and this organization and the leadership, it will take till Thanksgiving.
Where's the bell, the dinger? Did we just have our first? Did we get our first call for a firing?
You have to say you want it to happen, not that it's being considered.
You've got to give it. I mean, come on. I think a team recently did it six games into the season. Which, I mean, that's what Dave Dombrowski did to Phil Garner and Randy Smith in baseball. It happened, and I know it happens in hockey. I just think they're going to take the conservative way out, because the one thing they haven't done since Steve Yzerman has taken over is really done anything bold.
Well, that's what I was going to get at is, sure, at some point we may get to that point where they fire their coach if the season's off to a slow start or embarrassingly bad start. At some point,
when is that?
I don't know, John. I got to watch more of this team. It's four games. But at some point, doesn't it reflect back up to Yzerman? Like, at some point, I feel like he'll get a pass here. But he chose to bring his coach back.
Right.
This offseason is his offseason. This team is up to the salary cap threshold based on his moves, his signings, his picks, his roster. Like, if the roster is no good 6 years in for Steve, like, sure, fire the coach and hope you spark something. But at some point, Yzerman becomes the guy that you start saying, hey, Steve, you're not infallible. You're going to have to be bold. You're going to have to take some risks. You're going to have to do some things a little differently because it's not working.
I've noted that there are a lot of parallels to Steve Yzerman's tenure and Jim Harbaugh's tenure. And I think Steve Yzerman's getting very close to the end of the COVID season when Harbaugh basically had to win.
So we got to find Connor Stallions. That's what you're telling me.
Ugh.
No, but who's going to light the fire?
Yeah.
You've got to do something to shake. You've got to make a bold trade. You have to send a message inside that locker room, you know, that there's just going to be a new way, okay?
Who do you send out?
You pointed out, who did the Ducks sign and they made him captain?
I believe this is correct. Radko Gudas was one of those smelly defensemen, those physical right shot defensemen.
Yeah.
That's what they call, one analyst called them. He's, I believe, the captain for Anaheim now. So in addition to playing physical, he's also providing veteran leadership, right side defense.
I mean, at some point, any team in any sport, this isn't working is where we're going right now. And that's a coach, and that's somebody is gone out of the locker room that raises everybody's eyebrows.
All right, there's some hockey. 248-539-9797. I know it's Football Friday, but last night was bad. And if you're a hockey fan, you know.
When's the next time you go?
So our plan isn't every home game.
Right.
I think it's later in the month, October 30th.
Oh, okay. How many games do you have?
We get 21. So 20 plus the opener, everybody gets the opener. And it actually laid out pretty well because we have a lot in the second half of this season. Football season, I'm going to miss some Saturdays anyway. So
something to look forward to.
Sorry. You're such a bad person. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. And I think you should be as well. Here's why. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you as they did me and work with you to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live. It's where they work. It's where they've grown up, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Panarin's good. Red Wings aren't. Ken Cal on the call. 5-2 loss. Wings have lost three of their first four games, all by three goals. It's a football Friday, which means picks at 6:35. Mm-hmm. 6:50. Someone's upset at Dan Campbell running up the score.
Carlson. Oh, it's so sad.
No class. We'll play that for you. There's also audio of Max Crosby. He speaks, and maybe the JMO drop needs to go away.
Mm. You know, talking about the Wings, and here's one on Twitch, and I agree wholeheartedly with this, because I'm always of the let it play out. It has played out through the last couple of years, and we saw it with Blashill as well. But here's Red Wing 2244 on Twitch. The main concern I have with the Wings is that they always let it play out too long. I think they do have a fringe playoff roster, but I don't think the proper guy is at the helm. They held on to Blashill for a couple years too long. I hope they don't make the same mistake again. And
I think that's a valid concern.
Yeah, I think that's the same concern that a lot of people had going into the season, coming out of last year. And now with what you're seeing on the ice, there's got to be a shakeup. There's got to be, where do you find the motivation? Who lights the fire under this team so that they don't dig themselves such a gigantic hole that they can't climb out of?
Well, I mean, the guys you look to most naturally are your captain, Dylan Larkin. You look to Patrick Kane, who's won Stanley Cups. You'd look to the guys who are Yzerman picks who have solidified long-term deals, Raymond and Sider. You're not going anywhere. It's your team, boys. Yeah. Start making it your team. And Sider had a big goal yesterday, and Raymond missed a chance in the slot. DeBrinket, hometown guy, 40-goal pedigree. You look to those guys to step up. John, this offseason, they lost some secondary scoring, and they didn't really add a lot defensively. They added a goalie in Cam Talbot, who's kind of a journeyman, fringe starter, backup type, and they didn't add any oomph on defense. So you're not scoring as much. You're switching your goalies mid-game because there's nothing going on in your own end positively. And it's Steve Yzerman's doing. This is his roster, his build. They're up to the cap with only $1 million of wiggle room. This is the fruits of Steve Yzerman's roster building. If the team's not good enough, he's going to have to do something different to shake it up. No one is proposing firing Steve Yzerman. But I just, no matter what you think of the guy, the results have to take precedent at some point.
Yeah.
And it's early. It's four games. We know this. But to the Twitch comment, if they're a fringe playoff roster, meaning it's going to come down to every single point, you can't make the playoffs in October and November, but you could lose.
Yeah.
You could fall so far out of it that you can't make up that ground. I know most people won't really dial in until after the new year.
Sure.
But you don't want to tune into this hockey team and go, wait, hold on.
Yeah. They're 15 points back at that point.
Right.
They're,
and then Iceman's going to give you the whole, we got to sell at the deadline because we're not a cup team. And it's get all fired
that
up thinking
the time.
About it. I know. Ticket text, and then we'll get to Heather's news. Texter says, rumor is Costa missed the puck drop because he was in the bathroom. Jake and Howell.
The wife's sitting alone, is she?
No, we were again? Both in our seats. She had one of those froses that they sell at the games.
Oh, what's that?
Like a frozen rosé?
Oh.
Yeah. She liked it.
Oh, a little slushy.
Yeah, there you go. This says, how are the Wings even in reverse without even making the playoffs? This rebuild is a train wreck. Another one says, I'm done with Yzerman. Another one says, fire Lalonde. So, just the state of the Red Wings four games in. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Some great news. Authorities have charged the second suspect involved in that murder of the Rochester Hills man after they posed as utility workers to get into his house. 39-year-old Joshua Zuazo, I could be pronouncing that way wrong, it doesn't matter, of Dearborn was arrested on Monday in Plymouth and now faces felony murder and two counts of unlawful imprisonment. I believe those are the exact same charges that the other suspect faces as well. If convicted on the charge of murder, both could spend their life behind bars. Now, this guy is being held at the Oakland County Jail. His arraignment is scheduled for later this afternoon. The other suspect, if you remember, was arrested in Louisiana, right? So he is actually still in Louisiana. He is expected to return to Michigan sometime next week.
Not much needs to be said.
I know. It's just an awful story.
Tons of cocaine was discovered this week during a traffic stop near the Blue Water Bridge. So on Tuesday morning, St. Clair County deputies pulled over a semi-truck. And after this traffic stop, they searched the vehicle and they found 370 pounds of cocaine. They say it's valued at $16.5 million.
Oops. That's not what that drops labeled as. Never mind. Continue.
Yes. So they actually say that this seizure was the largest drug bust in the history of the St. Clair County Drug Task Force and the Sheriff's Office in general. The driver of that truck, of course, has been arrested.
Yes. That's a lot.
It's a lot. Dang. It's a lot, lot. The death of Liam Payne just continues to spread shockwaves across the globe. I mean, he was so well known for One Direction. And as this investigation continues, we are learning a little bit more. A preliminary autopsy report has been released, and it reveals that he died from multiple traumas and internal and external bleeding. I mean, not that shocking. We know that he fell from a third floor balcony. Yeah. That's what's anticipated. They're still investigating the circumstances surrounding his death, but they do say he was alone when the fall occurred. And I did see pictures. They released some photos of his hotel room.
I saw this.
Yeah, because they're saying, you know, and we might have mentioned it yesterday after the hotel manager called 911 saying this guy was, you know, like destroying things. And you can see in these pictures, I mean, the TV completely smashed, items just strewn all over the floor, all over the room. And they do believe they found some sort of like substance in the hotel room that could be narcotics.
Did he have anything in his, like, the autopsy in his system?
That I think they're still waiting, like, toxicology reports. This was just, let's figure out cause of death,
right?
And then they're going to do that as well. So it's just really sad. And I know all the band members of One Direction have now released statements as well, all basically saying the same thing, how devastated they are, what a great guy he was. Coca-Cola is recalling thousands of its Minute Maid Zero Sugar lemonade after it was discovered that it did, in fact, contain sugar. Yes. So the recall was actually issued back in September, but it wasn't announced publicly. But the recall affects over 13,000 cases, each with 12 cartons of 12 cans in 12-ounce bottles.
Oh, 12 on 12 on 12.
12. Yes, 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 yes. So anyway, the products were shipped to stores in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. They say if you purchased any of these, you can throw them away or take them back. They say so far, no injuries or illness have stemmed from the recall at this point.
Okay.
So that's good. Yes. Okay, I've seen this image circulating on social media kind of all week, and it is really cool. So there is this Lions fan, a diehard Lions fan that turned his entire front yard into a scale replica of Ford Field. It's really cool. And his story is cool. Brad Smith of Woodhaven says that he was out mowing the lawn one day and just said he got this wild idea to transform his yard into Ford Field. So he said the first thing he did was he went to ask his wife, right? Needed to make sure that she would be okay with it. And it sounds like she was, but she told him like, okay, if you're going to do this, it better be good.
You got to do it
right.
Yeah,
if you're going to do it right. So he did. Then he went to his neighbor because one of the end zones is in his neighbor's property and he had to paint it blue.
Right.
So he had to make sure his neighbor was cool with it too. And then he enlisted the help of his buddy and they spent about a day and a half, you know, crunching the numbers to get it to scale, you know, making templates, getting everything out. So he says it's still there. Doesn't know how long he plans to keep it, but he says the cooler temperatures have kind of stopped the grass from going so much. So
it'll last.
And the rain hasn't taken any of this, like,
paint
off. So pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photos. Yeah, this is great. And I think Channel 7 did a story on it, and they have a guy, Namekey, did the math on the gridiron. Like, they did all the little details were part of this, and it looks great.
It does. It's really cool.
That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. It's 97.1. And we talk about these games Talk about watching these games at the best pool in history, Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience. It's built for us, built for sports fans. Six pools, three different levels, a perfect view of a massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen. Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, with the swim-up bars, the Insta-ready selfie walls. It's a nonstop football party. Score your perfect game day spot. They've got the cozy day beds, the private cabanas, lounge at the center of the action, but reserve your place today. 365 days of sports. How else? Poolside. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. That's Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'm with you.
I am vowing to bet twice what I normally bet on every pick that Heather makes today.
Oh, you are going medieval.
Is this to just destroy? Yes, because once you start betting on my picks, I'm going to lose.
Yeah, because
it would work better if you bet on them.
I'm not going to.
But the next best thing is somebody else does, so why not our...
Something's got to give. I mean, she's got 11 games of ground that we got to make up. She's 34-15.
Feels like it.
Heather Park, an unsustainably hot run right now. 6-1 last week. Everybody else had a winning week, but nobody feels good about it because, well, she continues to kick her ass.
I don't keep these stats, but I know this is a fact that nobody, since I've ever done this in radio, has ever been 19 games above 500.
No. And you use unsustainable. Unsustainable, we passed that threshold about 4 weeks ago.
A month into the season.
Yeah.
And now it's just uncharted territory. Maybe she's the greatest picker of all time. We'll find out. Greg, take us through it.
I'm happy for you, Heather.
Thank you.
Third Saturday in October, Alabama traveled to Knoxville to take on Tennessee. Crimson Tide, a 2.5-point favorite, Jim.
Nico Iamaliava. I love saying his name. Gets it going against a young secondary. Finally, this week, give me the Vols.
So I mentioned the foolproof method.
Yes.
This is proven to work.
Okay.
I have a quarter.
Oh, boy.
And heads, I'm going Alabama. Tails, Tennessee. It is a tail, so it's Tennessee.
Tails.
Lock it in.
Wow. That's right.
I'm also going with Tennessee, and the only reason why is because as soon as I saw this, I started singing the song.
You're just copying me now.
No, I started singing the song, Tennessee. Tennessee.
To Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tennessee. So, going with Tennessee.
This is what works! You gotta be kidding me!
Second week in a row, I'm wearing a hoodie of a team I'm selecting in the picks. Roll Tide, roll, Gov.
You made me feel way better about this, Greg, because that's where I'm going as we see balance in the force come back to college football this weekend.
Mm.
Number one, Texas hosts number 5, Georgia, laying 4.5 points. Let's start with John.
All right. Georgia is heads and Texas is tails. It's tails again. Tails never fails, so I'm going with Texas. Here we go.
Tails for the two T's, Tennessee and Texas.
Yeah, TT.
I'm going with Texas as well because Texas comes right after Tennessee in alphabetical order.
Yeah, again, you're just copying me.
No, I'm not.
I think I found what she actually does. It's the...
No.
It's the coin flip
method. She wouldn't be copying you, that's for sure.
No, I think I found her. Yeah, there's no way she's be copying me, but here is a direct quote from Heather Park at the break.
Didn't say that.
Wait.
No.
That's not it.
It's just pure luck. That's why I'm going with the coin flip method.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is going to beat that ass. Texas.
Oh, boy.
So I was talking to our boss yesterday, JP.
Yeah.
I mean, JP, Georgia Jimmy. Yeah.
Georgia Jimmy.
And I said, so... I do this like a couple times a year when his team's kind of maybe getting questioned. And he goes, Georgia, money line. I'll go with Jimmy on this. When Jimmy's this confident, give me Georgia.
Did I see the stat that I think it's been 100 games since they've been an underdog going into a game? Georgia. Like that. That
sounds right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Let's go from JP to JC, and no, not that one, Jim.
I'm gonna go with
clearly
the savior.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna pull a Stoney. I think Texas wins. I think Georgia covers. I'll take the Bulldogs.
Oh, boy.
Iowa, a 5.5-point favorite against Michigan State on the banks of the old Red Cedar. Here comes Saturday night. Here comes Saturday night. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heather.
I am going with Iowa because in my research, I found that that's where Sam Laporta went. So I'm choosing Iowa.
MSU doesn't want to play night games. I don't want to watch them play night games. Iowa.
Well, JC went to Iowa, too, Jack Campbell.
Right.
Not that JC. Isn't this the devil's number, by the way? Yeah. So Satan's involved in this one?
Somehow, yep.
I'm going to go with the Spartans here. I think they bounce back, play probably their best game of the year coming off the bye. I think a young team, a new coach, a quarterback that needs to grow. Bye weeks really help them. And I'll take the points with Iowa giving 5.5.
I feel like betting on MSU, it's like whack-a-mole. One of these weeks, I feel like they get it together and they don't turn the ball over and they win, but I feel like I'm swinging wildly with them. I'm just going to take Iowa.
You just keep whacking?
I'm going to take Iowa because I do think the turnovers continue to bite the Spartans in the ass.
All right. Iowa's heads. Michigan State's tails. It's tails again. That's 3 in a row. Give me Michigan State.
All right. Speaking of off the bye, Michigan's off the bye. A 3.5-point favorite at Illinois. The second of Doug and John's double dip of crappy Big Ten cities.
Yes.
I'm going first here. I am truly at a loss of how to pick Michigan. I really wish I wasn't going first. I would just tail Heather. Could they be a brand new team after the bye? Sure. Am I confident they will? No?
No.
I'll take Michigan. Again, I guess.
You said crappy Big Ten cities. Champaign is a crappy Big Ten city, which I say that right now at 6:41 where I know my wife's not listening because that's where she went. But West Lafayette has had major improvements.
The campus is nice.
The stadium's
campus,
mess.
Lafayette, all right, POS. West Lafayette, not so much.
I think he's speaking relatively, too, in terms of if... The bottom
compared
of the
to
Big
like
Ten.
Ann Arbor or Madison or Columbus. Yeah.
East Lansing, I think, is very good.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
I learned out of that Greg wants to tail Heather. That's what he said.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, stop it.
Right. Again, I'll apply the same things here with the bye. Michigan plays its best game. In the words of paraphrasing Joel Klatt, you will see the best version of Michigan in the second half of the season with Jack Tuttle.
Okay.
I'll buy in.
Sure, I'll buy that they'll get their best version. I don't know if that's good enough. I'm going to take the best retro uniforms I've seen. I'm going to take the Illini in the 3.5.
I am not deviating from my system. Heads is Michigan. Tails is Illinois. It's a heads!
Of course.
Michigan.
That's not the same coin.
It's the same
coin. That's got two heads on it.
Yeah.
Well, one's a Wolverine and one's a Block M.
No, well, let's not go down that road.
Either.
Okay, so I was going to choose Michigan, but Tom, you have said that you always choose wrong when it comes to Michigan games, right?
Yes.
Is that still true? Is that it's held up?
I won one this
year. Change your philosophy now.
This is where you do something bad to your karma.
Don't change your philosophy.
Go with me.
You're up 34-15.
Anything shouldn't have anything to do with me when you make your pick.
It doesn't, but
everything that's said around you.
Well, then I'll still go with Michigan.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, what's the score going to be?
Oh God, I don't know.
Look at Greg.
Yes.
I don't know.
They win by at least 4.
Yeah, that's hope.
All right, to the NFL. Yes,
that's my hope, too.
Texans go to Lambeau getting 2.5 points against the Packers. Gov.
I found this line to be fishy. I'm going to go with the Packers. I'm surprised they're a 2.5-point favorite. Vegas knows something here.
Feels toss-uppy. Texans defense got beat up. Still no Nico Collins. I'll take the pack at home.
Okay. All right. Speaking of toss-up, here we go. Texans are heads. Packers are tails. Heads twice in a row. Give me the Texans.
I'm going with Packers as well. No rhyme or reason. Just my choice.
Yeah. You like cheese, right?
I don't really like cheese.
And
grilled cheese.
This stupid cheese head is dumb, too. I don't like it.
Too binding? Too binding.
What?
Too binding?
No, I just don't like it. I don't really like cheese.
CJ Stroud outside. Weather's getting colder. The joke writes itself. Packers. 5-0 Chiefs are 1.5-point underdogs in San Francisco to take on the 3-3 49ers. Jim.
Mahomes is an underdog. Andy Reid off a bye. I'm not going to overthink what? This one. Give me KC.
John.
Chiefs heads. 49ers tails. Oh, we're back to tails. Give me the Niners.
I'm going with the Chiefs. I feel like I'm invested in Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Just going with them.
Swifties at their best. Yep.
Back in the magical year of 1990, a preseason game between the Broncos and Niners was billed as not a replay, but a rematch. Well, 8-year-old me thought, whoa, they're going to replay the Super Bowl? I never found out who won that preseason game. I'll take the Chiefs here.
Okay.
Gov.
The numbers that Jim said with Mahomes off the bye, Reed off the bye, are so, like, universally, like, straight talking points. They're so good that it just makes you wonder almost at some point, will it keep holding?
Yeah.
But it's so powerful, I have to go with the Chiefs.
All right.
Lions take on the 5-0 Vikings in Minneapolis. Heather's people favored by 1.5. John.
All right. Lions at Vikings. Lions head, Vikings tails. It's a heads. Give me the Lions. Woo-hoo.
Heather.
Making the pick as we go.
I am. Wait. Hold on here.
Wait.
I wanted to choose. I want the Lions to win and destroy the Vikings. However, the Vikings have brought me a lot of good luck. But I think I'm going to choose the Lions.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Again, so I think she's just taking my picks.
You went against your people?
I'm going against my people.
Oh, the downturn. This is when it starts.
Last week was such an up for the Lions that the only thing that could bring them down is an Aiden Hutchinson season-ending injury. I think that gives the Lions a focus and a motivation to come out in Minneapolis and win this game. Give me the Lions!
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with those same things that Greg said. I think the Lions win this game. And just for S's and G's, because I say it every week when we have a Vikings pick, can the Minnesota Vikings really go 6-0? And then he can play that next week when they do in the replay.
Did everybody take the Lions?
Mm-hmm.
It's not unanimous this week.
Oh! Costa Lockett, please!
Well, you don't always
Lock
have to be the
in.
Bad guy.
Why are you so negative?
Yeah. Mr. 12 wins.
If we took our bias out of this, it's a team off a bye against a team with a big emotional win, and they lost Aiden Hutchinson. I need to see the pass rush. I'm taking the Vikings. And that stupid horn. There you go. Those are the picks. It's 97-1. We're going to play the audio here in a second. Someone calling out Dan Campbell for running up the score. No class. We're going to get into Lions and Vikings this week. Look ahead. This matchup's been circled for weeks now. We'll get into some of that at 7:02. Do you think they win? Or is this the first time all season you expect them to lose? Without Hutchinson, who has to step up? I just sent a tweet out, and I'm trying, guys.
You're jinxing me is what you're doing.
I'm just trying to help people out. I said, yeah. Here are Heather's picks. She's unbelievably 34-15. Here they are. Boop, 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 boop. Please bet these. I need your help.
Yes. We all need help in so many different areas.
No kidding.
But this is very true. You don't have to agree so quickly. I was going through and looking at the picks. Not far off of, these are really good games to pick. The only one that I don't know that I would have picked, Iowa seems to have found a little bit of offense.
A little bit. They're running the ball. 220 yards a game, best in the Big Ten.
So the taking Michigan State, although Michigan State against Oregon, that first drive where they're down on the 1 yard line, and it's Aiden Childs is giving me Adrian Martinez vibes.
Oh, you're right.
Where
though.
He's got a lot of talent. And he puts them in position at times to be successful. Then the turnovers, which is exactly what Adrian Martinez did.
Well, that's why I said one of these weeks they're going to get it together and upset somebody. I have a hard time deciding which week. And against Iowa's defense, it doesn't feel like the night that Childs finally avoids the turnover.
No, but the The coin never lies. Full proof. We'll see.
And one other note on the Michigan-Illinois game, John. It is the 100-year anniversary of the Red Grange game. The galloping ghost. His spirit will be there in Champaign. Can't discount that.
Ooh. You know, the only thing that's really cool about this is their uniforms.
Yeah, they're, I alluded to it in the picks.
I'm not a uniform guy, but
they
the
are
throwback,
doing like a leather helmet.
Yeah, it's a graphic on top of their helmet, so it looks like the leather helmet, and I'm very curious as to how this is going to one look in person, but how it's going to come across the big screen.
Man up. Wear the real leather helmets, the baggy pants, the super long sleeves. Come on.
Let's go.
John, you found this audio this morning.
Oh, this is unbelievable. This is former governor of New Jersey and is coming because he's best buds with one Jerry Jones. And we heard earlier in the week, Jerry Jones lost it because it was the worst loss since he's owned the Dallas Cowboys. On his birthday, no less, which was a thing of beauty. And I think we all agreed last week that the Cowboys are the most despised team in all of professional football. Everybody's got their own bias, but that obviously is mine. Spending 10 years in D.C. Mm-hmm. is a large part of that. But this is Governor, former Governor Chris Christie's take on Dan Campbell. Do you have a problem? Hearing a politician talk about class is, I find, pure comedy, especially one that creates mythical traffic jams, one that takes his family to vacation on a beach that's been shut down to the public because of a government shutdown, is absolutely hilarious. And this is not a depends on the side of the aisle that you're on. Everybody knows where I stand. This is, stay in your lane, bro. I just dropped a bro. This is embarrassing that he would come to the defense of his buddy because his buddy's team got beat so bad. Hey, it's 60 minutes. You got a defense. How about you try and defend? Roger Goodell is not playing in this game. No one cares if Roger Goodell is playing in this game. It's 60 minutes, us versus you. Stop us. It's not our job to stop ourselves. This is embarrassing that he would even have an opinion on this matter.
And the opinion itself is pretty embarrassing. John, you played professional football. It's on you to stop the opposition, not the opposition to take pity on you and call off the dogs. Which, by the way, the Lions are playing their backup quarterback in the fourth quarter, still won by 5 touchdowns. It's on Dallas for being outclassed, not Dan Campbell for being classless.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brian Branch, drop that interception.
Right.
It's... We're giving you a gift, but drop the interception. Kirby Joseph, how dare you? How dare you intercept our backup quarterback? This is a joke.
No, there's instances every few years where somebody makes a comment about Detroit and people get all riled up around here. And sometimes I feel like people are a little too sensitive sometimes. And the reason I bring that up here is because I think people that should be more upset about something like this being said by a high-profile person than something like that, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
There is no merit whatsoever to call Dan Campbell classless and to say he was classless before that.
Right.
Where's this coming from?
Why does he feel that's his reputation?
I don't get it. It's
again,
so,
he's
like,
butthurt
like,
because his friend got beat.
People need to blow up like his social medias or whatever they can, or call his offices, or how about some billboards?
No, and here's
the thing. Some all-class billboards with Dan Campbell's face on it in Detroit.
I bet you there's some people
there
listening right now that was like, Chris Christie, who? Like, who? 2016 may have been a name until he, you know, until his own actions took him out of any race that he could have been a part of. You want to talk about a guy that if he's talking about classless, you shut down a bridge, you create traffic on a bridge because somebody didn't back your reelection campaign? Talk about classless.
Ticket Texture says, when you played that clip, all I heard was the Wambulans, James in Manistique.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of belly aching and complaining because his team didn't do enough. The Cowboys didn't hold up their end of the bargain. They're playing at home. They're America's team, right?
Now, how dare you beat my friend like that? I was crying.
If you have a response to that, we'll take it on the phones and the ticket text. 248-539-9797. 7 o'clock hour. All Lions. What's your expectation this weekend against the Vikings? Without Hutchinson, who needs to step up? And at 7:35, Max Crosby speaks. Do we need to retire the J-Mo laugh? It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.